back here on In Focus. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined by Manhattan Assistant Director of Community Development, Chad Bunger, talking about the flood resiliency plan here. And, I was just talking here during the break. I know last Friday we saw a release coming here from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers saying the city of Manhattan received an $18.4 million federal grant here to, I guess, fund the raising of the levee here for the Kansas River, Big Blue River. How big is that for the city here from the financial standpoint that those improvements will be coming here at some point?
Yeah, it'll be huge. So the Blue River, the Kansas River have a much different situation than what we're talking about on Wildcat Creek, where it's protected both by the reservoir that holds back that water with that flood protection, and then our levee system along the Blue and the Kansas. And that levee, I think it's upwards around $2-4 billion with a B of economic areas, residential areas along McCall and downtown and those neighborhoods. So it provides a bunch of protection for us. I don't think it was necessarily built high enough way back when, but more importantly, this grant will update a lot of the old infrastructure, the gates, the pumps, those sort of things, and add a little bit on top of it to make sure it's protected us to what it was originally designed for. So that'll be a huge grant for us. We have a little skin in the game in terms of participating in this design and construction and making sure we have the property to do that. But once we get that completed, that gives us a little bit of of assurance that we have the, most up-to-date equipment to make sure it protects us. It's only protection. It's not prevention. So we still have to make sure we have our outreach plans, evacuation plans, those sort of things kind of shored up. We just had about a month ago, a tabletop exercise to talk about that. What happens if Tuttle Creek releases enough water that it would overtop or breach the levee system, and how would the community respond? So we had a really good, I think we had 75 folks from the two counties, Pottawatomie, Riley County, the city, the school districts, federal partners participating in that, make sure we know how we're going to handle things if something really, really bad happened to the levee. So, but the grant will be a huge piece to kind of shore up some of that, make sure it's built and maintained the way it should be.
All right. We were talking also here that there's another grant you guys have received recently, a little smaller.
Yeah, much smaller, but still important. We've been doing this the last couple of years where we have partnered with FEMA and the department, Kansas Department of Emergency Management, to purchase flood-prone properties. We've done three properties, one on Dix Drive that was damaged by a fire and just couldn't be rebuilt effectively, that was in the floodplain, and then two on Wildcat Creek. We're going to purchase another three. We just found out today that we've been awarded. It totals $1 million or just add $1 million to purchase three properties that have been repeatedly flooded. The city will have a 25% match in that we'll use out of our stormwater funds to get those properties out of the way, those people out of the way. We'll remove the homes and turn that land back over to the river in some sort of open space. That open space will stay there forever and ever. We have to require that. So it'll be a really good thing that we get properties that have just been repeatedly flooded along Wildcat Creek. We'll get them out of the way, get them in a safe place, and let the creek have some land back. We're also applying for another grant, same kind of grant, for four more properties. So hopefully we'll put that application in soon and be able to move some other people out of the way.
All right. So with this whole resiliency plan that you've got moving along here, what's the timeline here for when you have these meetings and then maybe turn it into action at some point?
So we'll hit it hard in 2019. We will start contacting some of those folks with the citizen advisory team here this month, and probably start having meeting either. It's tough with Christmas and all that, the holiday season, but if not December, very first part of January, with those residents, property owners, tenants, business owners, to start moving the project forward. We've already started doing the research, some research to kind of give them framework of what we can do and what we can look at. The first part of the year, we'll look at resiliency things. So the kind of some research or studying of who is getting flooded. We will do some interviews with those people that have been flooded in the past, both residents, you know, homeowners, as well as tenants, to get a better understanding of what their issues are. And then this month, I guess it is December, we're going to the county and the city to release a request for qualifications to do that flood modeling. And that'll take some time. That'll take about 6 months, I'm guessing, for an engineering firm to create that model. So we'll spend all of 19. Hopefully we can wrap it up in 19 with an action plan, kind of a budget to what we can do, and have a detailed plan that spells it out for both the city and the county and the residents of just, you know, how we're going to better protect ourselves.
Yeah. Well, we saw, you know, the results here from a few months ago. And just how devastating that was here. And, you know, it's aside from other weather events here, that's one of the worst ones that can happen because the financial loss is so big.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's one of those things that, I don't know, it's tough in that we know we're living next to creeks and rivers and stuff, so it shouldn't come to much surprise, but we all just – we see what we see in our backyard, and we see that nice creek that we love living by. I love being on water. I love fishing and all that. And so it's tough to wrap our brains around this thing can get angry and want to damage our properties or ourselves. So it's one I think we can very quickly understand and address, better protect ourselves. But I hope this resiliency approach, if we do it right and we spell it out appropriately, we can spin it for all types of hazards that we have. So the wind, the ice, so we can all be, because each different disaster affects us differently. And so if we can create a resiliency plan for each of those disasters and better protect ourselves or prepare ourselves, then I think we're a stronger community. We can bounce forward, not just bounce back to where we are, but be better after disaster and get ourselves improved.
We had a few people submit some ideas here today. If people want to maybe do that here in the future, where can they do that?
They can contact me at the City Hall. And we'll, part of this, we'll have a full-blown outreach program where, you know, websites and surveys and all that stuff. We haven't gotten that up and running yet, but I would suspect that'll come first of the year. But if you want to contact me at the City Hall with the Community Development Department, I'd be happy to take some comments.
All right. Chad Bunger, Manhattan Assistant Director of Community Development. He's been our guest here on the final segment of In Focus. We appreciate you coming out here sharing this plan. All right, that's going to do it here for today's show. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we will talk with the Manhattan City Mayor and City Manager coming up tomorrow. So we'll be looking forward to that conversation.
All right, thank you guys. That's coming up tomorrow here on K-Man. Rest of the day here on K-Man, we'll have Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, then Dan Patrick. The game this afternoon, Wildcat Insider, followed by the Jeff Mitty Show and Chiefs Kingdom, beginning at 7. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. CBS News is next. Good morning.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank.